Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has ordered all flags in the state to be flown at half-staff from sunrise to sunset today in honor of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Flags will be at half-staff on the state Capitol building and on flag displays in the Capitol complex and upon all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Well, a Creston man reported to police Tuesday night an incident of vandalism. A person residing in the 500 block of South Maple Street told authorities sometime between the morning hours Tuesday and 9:45 p.m., someone spray-painted his back door, portions of his siding, and his trash can. The damage was estimated at $200. Well, the $206,000 and 50% cost share grants have recently been awarded to 83 of Iowa's rural fire departments to aid their efforts in protecting Iowans and their property from wildfires. The grants offer valuable funding assistance for wildfire suppression, personal protective, and communications equipment. The following area fire departments will receive 2016 Volunteer Fire Assistance, or VFA, grants: the Creston, Elkhorn, Griswold, Manila Fire Departments, Oakland Fire Department, Pacific Junction, Percival Fire Department, Red Oak Volunteer Fire and Rescue, Riverton Volunteer Fire and Rescue, the Shelby Fire and Rescue, and Stewart Fire and Rescue Department. The grants are made possible through the DNR Forestry Bureau in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service, State and Private Forestry. Gail Kantek, fire supervisor with the DNR's Forestry Bureau, reminds all area fire departments of the importance of submitting wildland fire reports whenever they respond to a wildland fire or provide assistance to a prescribed controlled wildland burn. The wildland fire reporting forms are available at www.iowadnr.gov/fire. Departments returning the reports receive priority points when the Volunteer Fire Assistance grant applications are scored. The wildland fire reports are compiled locally and nationally and then reported to Congress. Elsewhere in state news, authorities in southern Iowa say that three missing teens have been found dead in rural Clark County. Osceola police told Des Moines television station KCCI the bodies of 16-year-old Elena Kritz, 16-year-old Lauren Baker, and 19-year-old Jesse Robinson, all of Osceola, were found Tuesday in the wreckage of the car that had run off a road into a creek. Authorities said the teens were found in a culvert by a road maintenance worker who happened to stop in the area. Police say Kritz, Barker, and Robinson were reported missing from Osceola sometime after 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Des Moines police say two officers suspected of planting evidence in a 2015 narcotics case have quit the force. Sergeant Paul Perezik said Tuesday that investigators will review all of the former officers' work since the two joined the department in August of 2013. Perezik says the two are suspected of planting the evidence on a suspect before turning over the case to investigators. He says a suspect in that case was arrested and the case adjudicated. He could not say what happened to the suspect. The two are Joshua Judge and Tyson Tuitt. Perezik said the two former officers so far haven't been charged with any crimes. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report four recent arrests. On Monday afternoon, 26-year-old Laren Dupree Hampton of Omaha was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Hampton was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. On Sunday, Mills County deputies arrested 62-year-old Thomas Eddie Sawyer of Glenwood on a Council Bluffs Police Department warrant for assault. His bond was set at $1,000. And 29-year-old Jessica Ann Hall of Emerson was arrested near the Tabor city limits on a warrant for assault. Her bond was set at $2,000. Last Saturday, 31-year-old Kuliani Michelle Zilapati of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested following a traffic stop in Mills County. She was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance. Bond was set at $1,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a property damage accident occurred Monday at U.S. Highway 48 and 230th Street. At around 3:50 p.m., a 2014 Kia owned and operated by 42-year-old Melissa Etter of Red Oak was traveling south on Highway 48 and approaching 230th. A 2001 Dodge Dakota, owned and operated by 92-year-old Granville Williams of Red Oak, attempted to cross Highway 48 to travel west on 230th. Williams did not see the Kia and struck it in the driver's side door. He said that the sun was in his eyes. No injuries were reported. Damage was estimated to be $5,500 altogether. Williams was cited for violation of conditions of a restricted license. And the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports a 5-ton vehicle weight restriction is now in place for a bridge over Silver Creek on 660th Street. The bridge is located just west of the intersection of Ironwood Road and 660th and Shelby Township, section east of 931 and 933, both on 660th. The weight limit will be in place until further notice. The emergency crews should plan an alternate route to residences in the affected area. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen.